Hello, friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Before we take you to your favorite Sports History Network show, just want to tell you a little bit about some merch that you can pick up that represents your favorite SHN podcast. So far, there's t-shirts, coffee mugs, and even books from some of the authors that do podcasts right here on SHN. Who could buy something better than that than have the history right from the gentleman that you hear talking about it? But we also are adding things each and every day. And where's that store, may you ask? Well, it's at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Up at the top, there is the SHN merch button. Click on that. It'll take you right to the store, and you can be representing your favorite podcast and show the world that, hey, on the swag that I'm using, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, Sports History Network, and my favorite podcaster, the Sports History Network store. Shop there today. Hi, this is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and we have a great podcast for you today. We're going to be featuring the legends of Mean Joe Green, Joe Washington, and great running back Eddie George in just a second. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Welcome again, friends, to the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch podcast. I'm Darren Hayes, and we're going to go through the events today's episode of September 24th in football history, and we'll get right at it. September 24th, 1930, the very first NFL game played under portable electric lights occurs in Portsmouth, Ohio, as the Portsmouth Spartans face the Brooklyn Dodgers in a night game. The very first NFL night game under the lights took place on November 6, 1929, in Kinsley Park Stadium in Providence, Rhode Island. Reflecting back to the game in Ohio in 1930, though, the Spartans defeated the Dodgers by a score of 12-0 at University Stadium, which is still reportedly standing to this day and now aptly called Spartan Municipal Stadium. We jump ahead almost a half a century later, and Franklin College's quarterback, Pat Brennan, is intercepted a record 9 times by a stingy Saginaw Valley State defense. Saginaw Valley's great day in the secondary led them to a 40-21 victory over their opponent. Interesting enough, Pat Brennan 11 days earlier was selected as the NAIA National Player of the Week for throwing 392 yards and 6 touchdowns against the opponent, Wisconsin Ulaquaire, and a 56-28 Grizzlies win on September 10, 1983. This is possibly the reason that Pat stayed in the game, even though he threw the 9 interceptions. Now we switch to the next decade, September 24th, 1991. Two sports phenom Deion Sanders returned to Major League Baseball's Atlanta Braves as he had been with the Atlanta Falcons through training camp and the start of the season since July 31st of that year. Sanders had a special clause in his NFL contract that allowed him to leave for the Falcons to play for the Braves in the postseason of Major League Baseball. And since the Falcons had a bye week that week, Sanders contributed to their baseball team's stretch run. Then we go to 2009, September 24th. The University of South Carolina upsets the 4th-ranked Ole Miss Rebels 16-10. The heavily favored Rebels entered the contest, averaging 48 points per game. But head coach Steve Spurrier and that stingy Gamecocks defense had something else in mind as they stymied Ole Miss for much of the afternoon. Then, September 24th, year 2017, the NFL players responded, many in protest to President Donald Trump's comments on them and their actions during the national anthem before games. Teams and players responded by some kneeling, some locking arms, and others staying in the locker room during the national anthem. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, to not only see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskin Dispatch is in the social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Pigskin Dispatch is also happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com. Now hold on to your seats, sports fans, as we go to the September 24th Legends of Birthdays and Hall of Famers for football. And we start off September 24th, 1946. That's the birth of Mean Joe Green, the former defensive tackle from North Texas State. Joe Green was known as a pretty nice guy off the football field, but he was tabbed with the mean part of his nickname by the mascot of North Texas State being called the Mean Green. North Texas with Joe in the lineup allowed less than 2 yards per carry in the 29 games from 1965 through the 1968 season. Joe was a consensus All-American in college football in 1968. The Pittsburgh Steelers used the first pick in the 1969 NFL draft to bring the 6'4", 275-pound D lineman to the Steel City. The Steelers were rewarded in this selection by Joe Green becoming the NFL Rookie of the Year in the 1969 season. And in his 13-year career, he went to 10 Pro Bowls and was the Defensive Player of the Year in the NFL for both the 1972 and 1974 seasons. 1972 was a special one for Joe as he recorded 5 of his 11 season-high sacks in a crucial must-win game against the Houston Oilers to propel the Steelers into their first playoff football game in franchise history. The Steelers, a couple years later, won their first of 4 Super Bowls in the 1970s with big number 75 anchoring the famed Steel Curtain defense. Joe Green was enshrined into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1987 and the College Football Hall of Fame in 1984. Next, we run up to September 24th, 1953. Oklahoma running back Joe Washington was born. Joe played for the Sooners from 1972 through the 1975 seasons, and in that span, the team had a record of 43 wins, 2 losses, and 1 tie, and won 2 national championships. Washington put up 3,995 yards on the ground and 5,781 all-purpose yards to power the Oklahoma offense. Joe earned All-American honors twice in college and was selected as the 4th overall pick in the 1976 NFL draft by the San Diego Chargers. After one season with the Chargers, the running back then played for the Colts for 3 years, and then the Redskins for 3 seasons after that, and a stint with the Atlanta Falcons in his final year of playing. Washington's NFL career lasted 9 seasons, and his 8,252 total yards from scrimmage and 31 touchdowns made him a formidable back for defenses to deal with. The National Football Foundation selected him to enter into their College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2005. Our next Hall of Fame birthday took place on September 24th, 1973, and it's very special to one of our co-host podcasters on the Sports History Network, and I'll let him do the talking on this one.
This is Jeremy McFarland from the Footballist Family Podcast, and I would like to wish Eddie George a happy birthday. Eddie George is a criminally underrated running back, and I'm going to give you some stats to show why I believe this. He was drafted 14th overall from the Ohio State University in 1996. He was the 1996 Offensive Rookie of the Year. In 141 games played, 128 started for the Tennessee Titans and Houston Oilers. He had 2,865 rush attempts, 10,441 yards, and 68 touchdowns. He's a 4-time Pro Bowler, a one-time first-team All-Pro in the year 2000 when he won that All-Pro award. He rushed for 1,509 yards and 14 touchdowns. In 9 playoff games, he rushed for 776 yards and 5 touchdowns. Now, he played for Houston, Tennessee, and 1 year for Dallas, but I remember him playing for the Titans and the grit and determination that made him a great fan favorite for us here in Tennessee. I want to wish Eddie George a happy birthday, and I'm going to encourage you, if you get a chance, to come over to the Footballist Family Podcast, where we look at what makes football special and family to each person. We talk about each team, and we talk about the stories behind why fans love those teams. We encourage you to come and join us in our discussion. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy. We know Eddie George is a special player to you. As a matter of fact, on the Sports History Network page for Jeremy's podcast, Football is Family, there's a picture of Jeremy with Eddie George, and check him out as well as all our other podcasts on the Sports History Network, sportshistorynetwork.com. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. we invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network, and we're able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know that. Can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you got to do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you gotta do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.